USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. Brady's legacy will be marked by his longevity and big game performances. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers, as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A massive blizzard is hitting the Northeast, causing power outages in the region and forcing cancellations of thousands of flights. The storm pummeled New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, where snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are being recorded. Tens of millions of people are under winter weather alerts, stretching from the mid-Atlantic to New England. Wind gusts are reported up to 40 miles per hour, but they're expecting more along the coast. If you're in the blizzard and you need to leave home, cleanup crews are warning people to watch out. This snowplow driver explains.
It's tough to see if you're pulling out of your driveway trying to get a head start just to get out. Plows are coming down and we can't see out of our windows that great. So we have guys in the truck there watching out the windows on the side, but still it's very dangerous. If a plow hits you, you know, a 5-ton truck hits you, you know, it's not a good thing. So just be careful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the one-year anniversary of the Myanmar coup nears, UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is urging the international community to pressure the country to return to civilian rule. She said, "It is time for urgent renewed effort to restore human rights and democracy in Myanmar and ensure the perpetrators of systemic human rights violations and abuses are held to account." She added that the military's effort to crush dissent has led to the killing of at least 1,500 people. The UN Human Rights Office is also documenting daily human rights violations. Around 12,000 people have been arbitrarily detained for peaceful protesting. Most remain in custody. At least 290 people have died in detention, many of them likely due to torture, according to the United Nations. The UN office has also documented village burnings, including places of worship and medical clinics, also mass arrests, summary executions, and use of torture. Bachelet added that the current human rights crisis was built upon the impunity with which the military leadership perpetrated. The campaign of violence resulted in gross human rights violations, she said, against the Rohingya communities of Myanmar. The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the crisis from the coup, with projections that nearly half the population of 54 million may be driven into poverty this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.